With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. After that day, everything was different. The first disciples witnessed a dead man walking. Their lives would be forever changed. On numerous occasions, Jesus showed up in resurrected form before he ascended into heaven. In this season, we will examine six after Easter encounters with Jesus. What did he say? What did he do? In what practical ways does resurrection change my life today? Nothing will ever be the same.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Risen Christ, by your death and resurrection, you brought dawn to darkness. You have made a new way from death to life, cross to crown, grave to glory. We are frail creatures in a world of change and decay. Rule over us in resurrection power. Subdue sin and evil, disease and destruction. We have nothing apart from you. You live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Confession. O Lord, I live in a world of dead ends. There's always an end. An end to my energy, my time, my love, my patience, my money, my very life. I'm trapped by limits. I am burdened by my frail, finite limits. I have exhausted all other options. Nothing else satisfies. You burst forth from the grave to give me life beyond the horizon. You are my singular hope, my only prayer. And so, risen Savior, have mercy on my dead ends. The word for today is from John 21, verse 7. Jesus had called to the disciples from shore. They didn't realize it was him until they hauled in a pile of fish, and then they realize it is, in fact, the risen Jesus. And we pick up with verse 7. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The meditation for today is by Colleen Barnes. You can find out more about Colleen or all of our writers at our website, thedailypattern.org. Look under the bio section. Again, today's meditation by Colleen Barnes. Can you imagine what Peter is thinking upon seeing Jesus face to face, alone for the first time since his resurrection? I can only imagine that he is initially speechless. Peter, having just denied Jesus three times, is probably feeling a lot of things that we are used to feeling when we've done something we know that a friend or family member would be disappointed in, let alone our Savior. When I know I've messed up, I run through various conversations in my head, going through what I will say to the person. What will they say back? How will we go back the way the things were before? That sinking feeling in your gut is very isolating. When the anxiety of what you have done sets in, it feels overwhelming. I have personally felt isolated from God in the past, feeling so alone and like things will never get better. I often worry that I've passed the point of forgiveness. It is the worst feeling that I've encountered in my life. I can only imagine that Peter, not only as a disciple, but a friend, is feeling that multiplied. He isn't just feeling isolated from Jesus, he actively denied him. He publicly separated himself from Jesus. I'm sure he thought that feeling would never go away. So if Peter had a conversation with Jesus on the beach before the other disciples get there, we don't get to hear. It's a mysterious gap in the text. But we know that all is forgiven. Jesus restores him. We know that he welcomed Peter back into his open arms with full forgiveness. It makes me wonder, if the denier can be restored, then can't we be restored too? Yes. Even when we feel guilt, or are full of doubt, when we have that sinking pit in our stomachs telling us that we've gone beyond the line of forgiveness, Jesus is on the shore waiting for us. He doesn't want us to be lonely or forgotten. He's waiting on that beach, waiting to welcome us back with open arms. No matter what we've done, he wants to speak with us, to forgive us. He will never leave us alone. We pray. Dear God, be with me today and every day, even when I'm feeling unforgivable. Fill my heart with your love and pull me close when I'm feeling distant from you. Forgive my sins, my many sins, and help me to remember that I am never alone. You are always with me. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The benediction. God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.